Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, and welcome back to College Girl Weekly. As always, I'm Caroline, and this year has only just begun, but already I can see that it's going to be a really great year for social media and apps and technology, and I'm so excited about it. So today's episode is going to be all about technology and social media and apps and all that, and I'd like to start off by letting everybody know that I literally use my phone for everything. So my phone is super important to me. It's probably my favorite object that I own. And I use it for everything, for actual phone calls, for text messaging, to get out of awkward situations. I've written papers on my phone and printed them from my phone. I've built entire websites. I've literally done everything that my phone is capable of making me do. So it is so important to me to have a phone that works, and that I can use to talk to the people I care about. I have a lot of family members from different states, and I do have a brother in the service, so it's important that he and I be able to contact each other and talk to each other if need be. If he's going away, I want to be able to know about that. I want him to be able to tell me about that. I don't want him to feel like my phone's not going to work or I'm not going to answer just because, you know, I'm not near my phone or something like that. So I always have my phone with me. And I love being able to stay connected and talk to my networking contacts. I'll send a quick email or something, let somebody know how I'm doing, and vice versa. So I love being near my phone. But one thing that is really confusing to me is that the older generations really don't get it. They don't understand technology at all. It's so difficult to teach them. And I think that partially that's because they don't have that whole mindset of, oh, if this isn't working, let me just try something else. I think that that's a major problem. Like, my dad literally thinks I'm texting all day. Like, if I'm on my phone, he thinks I'm texting, when in reality, I get maybe 10 texts a day, and most of them I don't even answer. Like, if they're unimportant, I don't answer them. So that is something I find so baffling. Like, why do you think that I'm always talking to somebody? I'm not. Most of the time, I'm sending an email to a professor, or I'm on social media, reading a book, playing a game, anything. Like, most of the time I'm not talking on the phone or talking to somebody. So my mom is a little bit better because she has a smartphone. My dad only has a flip phone. It's literally his first phone. Like, that's it. That's all he's ever had. But my mom has a smartphone, and she plays words with friends, and she gets it a little bit more. But even her, she, like, thinks I'm on the phone too much. And really, even if I wasn't on my phone, I would be watching TV or reading a book or being on my computer or playing games, when really I'm doing all of that. I'm just doing all of it on my phone. So I think that I want to know if you guys think that this could be fixed. Would it help to try and force the older generation to assimilate and learn? Should we try and teach them, or should we just accept the fact that they're too old to understand it and we should let them fall behind in this new technological age? So I don't know. I don't know what I think. I don't know what you guys think. That's what I want to know. I want to know if you think it'd be worth it to try and teach everybody that doesn't understand technology about that, or do you think it's worth it to just move on and let that be a deciding trait in whether or not you're advanced in tech in society, really. So, okay. So we're going to listen to a song by Josh Pike, who is from Australia. It's called Leeward Side. So we're going to listen to that now, and I want to know if you enjoy it. All of his links are in our episode description, so you can access all of his links. So, yeah, we're going to play that song right now. Enjoy, guys.
And I have found myself to your bearings. My love is a nesting bird, lodged in the breast of her. Lace up your boots tied to the jagged line of a million different lives under the leeward side. Cause I wanna be someone worthy of your conversation, badness in the moonlit night. Shake off your leeward side. And everything that I did not do in the miniature of
Okay, guys, so again, that was Josh Pike from Australia and his song Leeward Side. So if you enjoyed that, let us know in the comments. And please go and look at all of Josh's links. He's a very talented musician, and I love him very much. So check him out. Okay, so we're back. We're ready to get into talking about my personal favorite apps. We're going to go in a list of 10. None of these are in any specific order. They're just the 10 that I enjoy going on or go on the most, because even trying to pick 10 and only 10 was really hard because all of the apps on my phone I really love and use every day. So I don't really have many that I can't say I use every day. So even just picking 10 was really hard. So they're not in any order. But here we go. So Tumblr. I love this app because I have had a Tumblr since 2010, and I have had the app since the day it came out. And honestly, since the app came out, I really don't ever want to go on the desktop version because I don't like the way it's set up. I think it's really glitchy. I think it's really hard to use, and I like how easy it is to reblog things to different blogs because, like, I have two blogs, so I think it's way better on the phone, especially with the new update to try and do it to different blogs instead of just the same one all the time. And I think on the website, on the desktop at least, that's really hard to do. So that is why Tumblr is my favorite app. Also, I go on it every single day, literally without fail. So that's probably one of my favorites. And then my next app is BookBub, which is kind of like Groupon for books. And if you're like me and you read a shit ton of books, it's nice to have a way to look and see which ones are cheap, which ones are free, and stuff like that. So it's kind of like Groupon. It has basic coupons and deals that are going on with books that are all digitally delivered. So you can't get any real books on there, but you can get anything that goes for iBooks, Kindle, et cetera, et cetera. So that I love doing because sometimes I want to have a book on my phone, ready and waiting, because sometimes during classes or between classes and waiting for an appointment, I just want to read a quick book, and I read really fast, so I can usually get through most of a book during that time. So that is why I love that app. Okay, so next is Instagram. And I don't know if I'll necessarily say that this is one of my favorite apps, but it is an app that I check the second I wake up in the morning and something I look at before I go to bed. Excuse me. Yeah, I use it all day, all throughout the day, and I really do love having a place where I can post, like, memories and things that I've done and places that I've gone, because I go to a lot of places and I do a lot of things. So it's nice to be able to keep track of that and look back on that if I need to. And honestly, I stalk myself on Instagram more than I look at anybody else's profile, which is kind of the same on Facebook and Tumblr, too. Like, I look at my own blog more than I look at anybody else's. So maybe that's just me. I don't know. It would really help if somebody would comment and be like, oh, I do that too. It would make me feel a lot better. But, yeah, that's something I do. Okay, so my next app is Gotta Go, which is a new app that has been recently created by the very famous Chelsea Handler, who I personally love. And I saw her present the app as an idea in her new Netflix original series, Chelsea Does, and which is comprised of 4 episodes, and basically in every episode she does something different. So one episode she looked into marriage, and the other episode she did drugs, and the other episode she did technology in Silicon Valley. And so that was the episode I saw this on. I saw her present it. It was a really great idea, so I thought I'd check it out, and I absolutely love it. It's probably my new favorite thing, because basically what it is an app that gives you preempted excuses to get out of things. So if you're on a bad date, or you're at a bad party, or you're just at a party you can leave, or in a conversation you want to leave, this is what's going to help you. So basically you go into the app, you hit activate, and within a set amount of time that you choose, it will send you a text message with an excuse. And it looks like it comes from a real contact. So I've been at those parties where I want to leave. So I go to the host and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm going to leave. I have to do work or something like that, or, you know, my friend needs me, and they don't believe me. They want to see proof. So this is the app that works for you because it looks like it came from a real friend. Instead of having to wait and tell your friend that when you go on the date to call you in 30 minutes, this will automatically just do it for you, and you don't have to worry about that. And then this way, if it's going well, you can ignore them, and if not, then you pick them up, and then you have a pre-planned excuse. It's so genius. I don't know
how anybody else didn't come up with this, but I love Chelsea Handler for coming up with it. So everybody go check that out. It's a free app. It's called Gotta Go. So everybody go get that. Okay, so my next app is for the ladies specifically, because it is a period tracker, and it's one of my favorites. I've tried a couple different ones, and this one is my favorite. Helps you keep track of patterns in symptoms that you have. So if you have bloating or stuff like that, acne, whatever, helps you keep track of that. It helps you know when your cycle is happening and what part of your cycle you're in. And not only does it do all of that like other apps do, but this app specifically has an entire community of women behind it that you can just, it's like an open forum, and you can just ask questions and look at other people's questions, because a lot of times if you have a question about your body or your anatomy, other people probably have that too. So it's nice to have a place where you can go and ask questions about sex or about the female body or about your own anatomy, or even just post, like some of the posts on there are like, everybody posts a selfie that they really love on themselves. And that kind of helps to spread self-love and all of that. So it is probably one of my favorite apps on my phone. I go on it every day just to look and see what people are talking about. And it is literally a form of social media within your period, and it's awesome. So everybody go look at Eve. And now we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, I will go through the next 5 of my favorite 10 apps. So get ready, guys.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Well, thank you for that very inspiring message, Jason Derulo. I love you. Okay, so now we've gone through my first 5 favorite apps. Let's go through the next 5. So this one is pretty obvious, considering I just told you about how much I read books. The Kindle app. I love it so much. And I have, like, literally, and I'm joking, I have like 30 books on each, the Kindle app and the iBooks app. So I really do read a lot on my phone. But what I love about the Kindle app is that you can get it for your computers too. So I have the Kindle app on my phone and on both of my computers. So I use it a lot. And I really love that it saves your books, but it also saves what page you read last. So that this way it will automatically update on all your devices what page you read last. So you don't have to worry about, like, going from your phone to your computer and then it doesn't know what page you're on because you switched devices. I hate that. So this is what is so good about the Kindle app, is that it doesn't do that. And I've never owned a single Amazon product. Not that I am opposed to Amazon products, but I've just never had those. So I really love that I can get it on my phone and I don't have to have a Kindle in order to get it. But I do have a Prime account, so I don't know how that affects it yet, but I'm pretty sure you don't need a Prime account in order to have the Kindle app. So everybody go check that out. In order to download it on your computer, you do have to go through Amazon, but it is free, so don't worry about it. Okay, so my next app is a game, and it's called Noodles, and I'm totally obsessed with it. So basically I'm on like 100 levels deep, so I love it a lot, and it's like Connect the Pipes. So every level is different and differently challenging. And so you have to just make it so that all the pipes connect in one long stream. So it works your mind, and it's fun. And it's just, honestly, it's something that I can just do a couple levels every now and then. It doesn't necessarily have to be done all the time. It's not like I have Sims on my phone too, and that is a game that if you don't check that one day, like, your Sims are going to die. And I don't appreciate that as a game. So that's why I love this game. It doesn't have to be done every day. They're not asking anything from you. It's literally just a game you can have on your phone and do whenever. And it does have a timing part to it, but it's not the only thing. And it doesn't have a timer on the top of the screen. It just, like, lets you know once you finish the level how many moves it took you to finish the level and how much time it took you. So it's really cool. You can see your progress. You can see how much smarter you're getting. And I love it. It's called Noodles. And it's free as well. So the next app is called Typesetter. And it is a photo editing app, because I love to edit photos. But it's not the typical photo editing app, because you can't really use filters and whatever. But you can write over your pictures, which I think is awesome. So if you wanted to make a meme or some really inspirational messages, this is the app to get. And even if you wanted to create, a logo for something, like maybe, College Girl Weekly. I created the College Girl Weekly logo and picture on Typesetter on my phone with a picture that I actually took from my hometown. So it's awesome, and it's free, and I love it, and I use it all the time. And actually, even for a project that I had in school, I had to create a album cover, and so I used a picture on there, and I created the whole album cover. I put the song list on it. It was awesome. So if you want to go get that, I would highly suggest it. And my next app is called Dropbox. I don't know if anybody has ever heard of this, but I love it. And I originally found it as a website, it's basically like cloud storage. So you can upload all of your documents, all of your pictures, all of your music, whatever, and you can put it onto Dropbox and access it from anywhere. And now that I have the app, it will automatically upload or automatically save all of my pictures that I take with my camera, which is awesome because now I can finally turn off iCloud and save all of that space that I've been using up on there. So I love it. I use it as a website. I use it as a way to save my photos and to save my phone storage. And you know what? You can share things on there too. So, like, I had a document that I needed a couple people to edit, so I just shared it to all those other people. It was awesome, and they didn't even need to have a Dropbox. Luckily, they did, but they didn't have to. So that's what I really love about this app. And I've even, made documents on my phone, saved them to Dropbox, and then been able to go to class and print them out there. So it's awesome. Okay. So my last app on the list is the only app on the list that is paid, and it's only $3, but it's called 30 Day Fitness, and it's totally worth it because I know everybody has seen those 30 Day challenges and, like, the 30 Day Ab Challenge, the 30 Day Beach Body Challenge. I know you guys have all heard of those, and this is basically the app that started all of that, and it has all of the challenges on there, so you can access those. And you can sign up for them. You don't have to sign up. Like, you don't have to pay or anything like that for each individual workout. But you hit that you want to do it, and then it really doesn't let you lose motivation because it reminds you every single day. And if you skip a day, like, you can't skip a day. So that's why I love it, because it makes me want to keep going, and it makes me want to do the entire workout until the 30 days are up. And then it shows you your progress, and you can search workouts by the type of workout that you want to do, by the type of body you want to have, or by the type of body you already have and the body part that you want to get fit. So it's really cool. There's a lot of different ways to search for it. It's a very nice setup on the app. I love the interface. It's so easy to use. Definitely would suggest this app if you're looking to get fit and find some awesome workouts. So 30 Day Fitness. Okay, so we're going to take one more break, and then when I come back, I'm going to go through just a quick recap of the names of apps that I picked so that this way you don't have to go back, and that'll be all. So one more break.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When hurricane winds are gusting? When floodwaters reach your door? Or a blizzard blocks all the roads? Or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to nyc.gov/readyny. Or call 311 and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
Okay, guys. So we're back, and we've gone through all 10 of my favorite apps on my phone, and I just want to give you a quick list of all of those app titles, so that this way, if you want to, you can go download them, and you don't have to go back through for my entire description of why I love it. So, okay, so here we go. Ready? 10 apps counted down right now. Tumblr, BookBub, Instagram, Gotta Go, Eve, Kindle, Noodles, Typesetter, Dropbox, and 30 Day Fitness. All amazing apps, all except for the last one, 30 Day Fitness, are free and easy to download, so do that. Okay, so now that we've talked about my favorite apps, I want to hear about all of your favorite apps. Yay! Okay, so let me know in the comments on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram. There's so many ways to get in touch with us. Please let us know. Also, I really want to know if you have a fix for this older generation issue. Do you think that we can accurately teach the older generation about smartphones and technology, or should we just drop it and let them fall behind? I want to know what you guys think, or how you feel like we can help, or if we can help. I want to know all of it. I want to know every thought you guys have. So let me know. Like always, if you have any comments, concerns, or ideas about our episodes, please let us know. There are so many ways to contact us, and all of which are in the podcast description, along with all of Josh Pike's info if you want to contact him. So please do that. I would like to now take the time to read off all of our social media links. We have our website, which is college-girl-weekly.weebly.com. We have Tumblr, which is the same beginning.tumblr.com instead of .weebly. We have our Facebook, which is facebook.com/collegegirlweekly. Twitter.com/collegegirlweek. Tumblr, I just read Tumblr. Okay. Instagram, which is Instagram/college.girl.weekly. And we have our email, which is college.girl.weekly@gmail.com. And I would really appreciate if anybody had any music that they wanted to play on this podcast that you let me know, because we're always looking for music to play on here. So please, please send in your MP3s. Just send in an email, put an MP3 in there, put a little description about who you are, and as long as it's appropriate, we will be more than happy to play it for you. So let us know. And now, I don't know where you're listening to this. It could be on Blog Talk or it could be on SoundCloud, but we do have a SoundCloud account. So if you are on Blog Talk and that seems really difficult to manage for you, please check out our SoundCloud, which is just SoundCloud/CollegeGirlWeekly. And if you're on SoundCloud, maybe you want to check out Blog Talk Radio, because all of the people on there are doing podcasts. So that is really cool. So everybody check us out. Comments, concerns, ideas. I want to hear about all of it. Let us know. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on all of our other social media. And I will see you guys next week, or talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.